Rise and shine. My dreams are formulating into reality. This is what life is all about. I am ready to begin the day with a house tour and share some lifestyle tips. Hello, kings and queens, royal divine beings of love. My name is Nikitra Berard, host of the Creative Album, where we are deliberate creators of our lives. And today I am focused on allowing my dreams to manifest. I like the idea to have a spiritual practice, a ritual, or a ceremony to stay grounded no matter what's going on around me, to develop inner strength and highlight important events and celebrations throughout life. So one way that I like to begin my day is by playing with this lifestyle tip. To start off grooming, meditation, move into yoga, do a little bit of writing, card readings, and then we get to breakfast, and this all begins at about 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. I like easing into the day, setting the tone, getting in tune with my body and spirit, take time to visualize, set my intentions, get a feel for what's the best thing to do and where I want to go. Right now, I am totally embracing e-commerce entrepreneurship, being able to earn unlimited income and attracting abundance into my life. So I'm gonna light some candles, incense, play some soft music, which is so relaxing, calming, and peaceful, to invite more of this energy to flow. Lately, I have been sculpting and cultivating this particular type of lifestyle, the career and the activities I want to indulge in, what I like to do for work, what is it that I want to create, and I came up with the Dallas Ranch House with a luxury RV. Yes. That's it. It gets better because I plan to acquire 2 to 3 more houses or living spaces for personal use, and I'm going to add some to my investment portfolio as well. I want to express my freedom, exploring the opportunity of being a digital nomad, evolving and going to the next level, you know? So this is the way that I see this playing out. To keep it real, I'm also trying to flex. I am in a new phase of life. I'm independent, no kids, full of vitality, and there's a number of things that I want to do. While I'm considering some of the changes that are happening in our world and that are coming into my awareness, like we have solar power and electric cars now versus using gas as sources of energy. People are complaining about the prices of things rising. Meanwhile, I'm opening up to receiving more and more. It's not like we don't have the power to change, because we do. And instead of contracting and restricting, I am opening up my heart to receive more. I also think about natural disasters like hurricanes or storms that come through and wipe everything out. And if you are working in the traditional way with your, you know, going to a job or the way that you acquire your resources, like all that is gone and you have to start life all over. I'd rather have another house or two across the country that is readily available, or at least have the resources, the finances, or a good friend that's prospering so that I could just move on to the next thing. And that's why having an online business or 2 or 3 is the way to go. The internet is not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, it has evolved into the metaverse. I have been getting familiar with some Web 3.0 applications, doing the inner work to let go of old and outdated beliefs and habits that aren't working anymore, so that I can be up to speed and trendy. Like, I don't want to end up like a Flintstone. It's 2022. Having an online presence, posting content often, and video chatting online is the modern thing to do. I have launched a few projects and I have some ideas on how I am pivoting into e-commerce full-time now, I'm not just limiting myself to, you know, beauty business, but to be well compensated in other artistic work that I'm capable of, like writing and music, acting, speaking, being a visionary. And we could talk about this later, but this is all a part of the changes I have been working on to elevate, grow, dream bigger. And guess what? It is all unfolding perfectly in the way that it's supposed to. Now, it may not look the way that I expected. There are some different people and different colors in the picture, and that's okay. I simply focus on how I want to feel and the essence of what I want, trusting the process, trusting the flow of the universe. So, where am I? I am at the Dallas Ranch House with a luxury RV. This is style, y'all. This is class. And it's all for me to enjoy. 5 bedrooms with an in-law suite on a few acres with a horse ranch. The RV is what makes the final touches on this masterpiece. Because when I am ready to take a trip, which could be at a moment's notice, I just hop in and go. Business is online. I can video chat anybody I need to talk to. I can live stream to the world any time of the day, creating content, selling products. This is all virtual. It's digital. So I can think in unlimited ways. I can live my life in freedom. What I had to go of in order to get here, to create this and attract it into my life, it's a couple things. I had to let go of caring what other people think. I had to let go of playing small. Love all of me all the time, not just when I achieve something or at a certain time of the day. Like, I love me unconditionally. I wanted to embrace all the things that I love about me and life, including my environment and the way that I acquire it. It was easy. It was fun. I took the time to heal. I trucked through any obstacle that came my way. I disconnected from anyone or anything that did not appeal to me until the dream became a reality. I mean, look at the detail. There's lighting under the cabinets. I have an in-law suite. I'm not even married. Like, who is gonna use it? I'm gonna throw a party every weekend just to have company. And the backyard is great for entertaining. I have a fruit and vegetable garden on one side and the horse ranch over here. I had to have a horse ranch. I do have my own, but I also board other horses for a fee. It practically pays for itself. I'm gonna do some videos and make a website for the horses. They are so majestic. I have a media room, a bar, studio, and this is like the first time I really put effort in decorating and choosing colors. Like, I got help from an interior designer to style the house. I'm open, flexible, expect changes, so we went with neutral colors as the base. Heated marble floors was a must. The sunlight peering in is a must. The chandeliers and the art, just to give it personality. The master bathroom and walk-in closet is glamorous. I have a sauna, four-wheelers, go-karts, the pool. This is what I love waking up to every day. If that's not enough, I drive off to the city to go shopping, get dinner, hang out, and explore Dallas. I wanted the spaciousness and the land for privacy, you know, that southern comfort, but to also be within distance to the city, you know, the stores and shopping malls. I stay here for a few months, then relocate to another place, my second house, or book a month in Bali, like wherever I feel called to go. This is the dream come true. Yes, it is possible, attainable, and temporary. So enjoy it while you can. Today is a great day to script your dreams. Take time to relish and milk all the things you love about yourself and what you want to experience in this lifetime. When you do, just know that this is a powerful method to attracting it to you. So be open, make room for them to come in, and start acting and feeling the way you would as if it's already here, because it is. The fact that you have a desire is all you need to realize it. It may show up in a different form than you expected. There may be something better for you. You may have to alter your energy, change your self-image, or release some fears. And that is the beauty and magic of life. We can shape and mold our beliefs to manifest. When you work with spiritual laws, universal laws, you tap into other worlds and break out of the matrix. This is how you create. You play, have fun, look for opportunities, fuck shit up sometimes, but you cannot get it wrong because you cannot get it done. If you are ready to take the leap today to be the master creator of your life, here's your chance. Join the creative community with a monthly subscription to unlock exclusive content curated for digital entrepreneurs, creatives, musicians, designers, engineers, dancers, painters, teachers, writers, actors, and various types of artists. Includes exercises, techniques, prompts, activations, and all types of tools and resources for self-development, healing, modern business strategies, and inspiration to support you in your creative endeavors. Click subscribe to join today. I'm going to take this time to do a card reading to appreciate the life force energy, God, spirit, to receive messages so that I can stay in alignment with my mission and purpose. We are going to be self-aware and conscious, release any emotions, thoughts, and habits that we don't need to bring or repeat anymore. We are rising, ascending, advancing to higher states of being. You create with your energy, balancing your emotions, performing alchemy. And this is what I think I'm good at. It's like you cannot see your emotions, you feel them. You can't see oxygen, but you need it to stay alive, right? You think that you are a big shot because you have material abundance, but who or what gives you life every day in order to attain these things? What is it that we need to know to manifest our dreams? What are the next steps we need to take to realize our desires? What does spirit want us to know? In my personal life, I know that there have been instances and moments where I didn't really go for what I wanted. I would choose something that was, you know, less than what I truly wanted, or I didn't like celebrate in that moment because I was so aware and obvious and concerned with other people's emotions, you know, just thinking, oh my gosh, they're not gonna like me. If I show too much, you know, joy or happiness, they're gonna be upset, they're gonna be mad. And that's just things that I created, you know, I told myself in, you know, in my younger self. But no, shine your light. Your internal guidance is coming through loud and clear. Trust that what you are creating now may be the very thing that the world needs, that somebody else around you needs. You can be the support system. You can, you know, branch, be the solution to somebody else's problem. So shine your light. Go for what it is that you want. I'm gonna play a little bit of music, set the vibe. This is what it feels like to have your dreams come true, for me at least. Let's see what the cards are going to reveal. All right, so first up we have Melchizedek, higher learning. You have learned from experience. More inner study is now required to further progress. Yes, I can relate to this because in me wanting to acquire 2 to 3 houses, I have to realize it's not about the house itself. It's about the lifestyle. Like, who is it that I want to become? What is it that I want to create for myself? And it's freedom. I want to be able to travel wherever I want and work and still, you know, create income. And this requires inner study. It's like, what am I doing with my time from moment to moment? What activities, what tasks do I need to complete in order to bring this into life? So higher learning. And Melchizedek also reminds us that to look into sacred geometry. Some of you guys may be familiar with sacred geometry, but this is one way that the universe can communicate to us through these symbols and signs. So higher learning. The next card I have is faith, humanity, and benevolence. Stay calm. Trust the good in yourself and others. See the light in the world. Faith shows up with this blue aura energy. So perhaps you need to, wear blue, or, you know, find the color blue or get a blue crystal to bring about calm and trust in yourself. It can be nerve-wracking to, you know, try to branch out and do things in a different way, to ask for more. So you have to trust in yourself, and then you will know that you will attract people that are on the same frequency as you. Because it's like, yeah, there are a lot of scammers and those who don't have good intentions, but just have faith in humanity and benevolence. See the light in the world. And this is, you know, good to know in terms of bringing your dreams into a reality, because you don't want it to be a nightmare, right? All right, so the next card that we have is Green Tara. Supreme protection. You are protected. Cords are being cut. Move beyond limitation and trust. So here we have trust showing up again. Green Tara shows up with her third eye is open. She has like jewelry and flowers all around. Of course, green here is protection. We're in spring season, so we have like, you know, burst of life coming, you know, onto this planet. You are safe. Protection is all around you. The worst is behind you, and you are ready to move beyond the challenges that were set out for you. Cords are being cut between you and your past so that you can feel energetically clear and aware. Don't worry about recalling fearful experiences. They aren't going to be recreated now. Just acknowledge them and leave them behind so that you can step into a space of spiritual and personal freedom. So that's the energy of Green Tara. Supreme protection. You can have and be and do whatever it is that you desire. So dream big. You are protected. Cords are being cut. And they're talking about energetic cords. It's like your attachment to certain people and certain things or items or places may be the thing that is holding you back. You have to move beyond limitation. You are protected. So let it go. Release it. I would say I love this. I'm like, cut it. Let it go. Throw it away. Leave it behind. Because I am ready for the life of my dreams to manifest. Okay? All right. The next card that we have is Sanat Kumara, light activation. Shine your light. Your internal guidance is coming through loud and clear. Yeah, this is important to know. Like, he shows up with an otherworldly presence, this energy. He have, I'm going to say, looks like alien writing behind him. And he has this wand, light activation, Sanat Kumara. I'm like, I never heard of this. This is, you know, brand new. But shine your light. Just by you appreciating your desires, you going for what you want in life, you are going to give other people that permission to do that for themselves. All right, we have Archangel Michael showing up, trusting heaven. You are safe. Angels, stand close. Surrender your concerns and allow a miracle to occur. This goes along with Green Tara, supreme protection. So it's like, yeah, you can ball out if you wanted to. You know that you could have it because you are protected by your spiritual family, you know, by God, by Goddess, Source, all that is. Surrender your concerns and allow a miracle to occur. You know, Archangel Michael is here with his his sword or his scepter for protection. And I'm going to pull one more card. And we have the Miriam, Sacred Vision. Choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all. Remember that love has no boundaries. Sacred Vision. Yes. Remember that love has no boundaries. Yeah, I was saying, like, my desire to have this, you know, dream house or have multiple houses and material abundance, it requires me to, you know, to open up to that. Like, not just love at a certain, you know, time in my life, or, you know, put a limit on what I'm capable of. There is no limit to what you can be and do and have. And then you do have to forgive in order to heal. You have to forgive yourself and forgive others. And it is all about you. So that's the messages that we have. That is the Miriam Sacred Vision. I'm going to close out the reading with that. Thank you guys for joining, for participating. I have to get ready for hair and makeup, wardrobe session. I'm going to be doing some filming. Perhaps, I don't know what else I'm going to get into today. I'm having so much fun. I need to prepare for lunch. I'm probably going to spend some time with the horses. You know, this is a dream come true. So I'm just acting all kind of brand new. We will play next time here on the Creative Album. I'm out.